That's probably going to take some time to get things going.
Hook him up with me and let me know. I'll help you with it.
Like I said, it's something that's going to take some time. This day and time, pretty much, unless it's just certain places, unless you go on a Generac, they don't want to touch them.
What kind is it?
The real, real old one is the old Coleman generator. It dates back to 1993. The engine in it, the gasket installed, gone bad, and it pumps oil out of it. And the other one is a bigger generator. I made an error with it. The reason it's got problems. I had assumed that stabilizer stuff was good almost as long as the generator would be good. I found out different. When I went to try to use it for something, and the stuff was gummed everything up. So that's what happened to the bigger generator.
Ethanol, you put all that stabilizer you want in there, you might get another month out of it, but it just pretty much works with ethanol. It just gums up and this, that, and the other, but if you use a little regular gas, you probably get 6-8 months out of it, I guess. But if you get it running, and you get ready to shut it down or store it, if you'll just run it out of fuel, so you get all the fuel out of the carburetor you can, and fill the bowl on the carburetor full of mineral oil, you'll be good to go. That stops all that gumming, and I'll pour a little bit in your tank. You're going to smoke a little bit when you do get it running, but that keeps everything nice and neat in the bottom of the carburetor. Just a little bit of work, though. You know, sometimes you forget winter's over, and then, I should have drained. I forgot to drain it, and this, that, and the other. Next thing you know, winter's here again, and you're right back in the same boat.
Well, until this happened, I overjudged it, you know. I had assumed, obviously now I see I was wrong, that fuel stabilizer would hold it for a long time. That's what happened to the big generator. I thought it would last longer than it did, but as I found out, it didn't. I made a mistake on that. And the smaller Coleman, it's just, it's aged itself out, you might say. Reason why the gasket in it, you have it running, it pumps oil out of it. It's literally aged itself out.
Yeah, I understand. Well, you know, don't wait till it's too late. You know, winter's not over. I expect next month or so, if we get anything, it'll be January or February. Last big storm we got was February, I believe, last year. And with all that snow. But at any rate. All right, Andy, it was nice talking to you. I'm going to have to duck on out. I'm starting to droop a little bit. I had a busy day today, and I'm tired, so I think I'm going to go ahead and secure my station. 73, sir, nice talking with you. Have a nice evening. It's KL4 in UE, clear.
Okay. Like I said before about the winter field day, I'm glad the other station came in and corrected me, because I wasn't sure. I know it's sometime here in January, but I wasn't real sure. So, KL4NUE, KI4LZI.